Hi sisters, it's really nice to be here talking to you. I know that you can all get to see my face. Unfortunately, I can't get to see yours, but I'm going to imagine that you're actually there smiling back at me as I'm sharing with you this evening's message. It really is a privilege to be able to share God's word from across the waters, across the seas. And I just truly appreciate technology. And I don't like this recording business. Please bear with me. But I do appreciate technology and what we can actually be able to do even from miles apart. But I know that our hearts are together. I know that we've been praying for each other. Thank you so very much for your many, many prayers. And we truly want you to know that we've been praying for you as we look forward to be reunited together physically very soon. This evening, I would like to talk to us and to share from God's word on waiting for the Lord. You know, waiting is never easy. And in the words of David, in Psalm 69, verse 3, he says, "I am exhausted from crying for help. My throat is parched. My eyes are swollen with weeping for God to help me." And in Psalm 119, verse 84a, he says, "How long must I wait?" You know, there are many areas of our lives that require for us to wait. You know, a mother, a pregnant mother, an expectant mother has to wait a whole 9 months for that baby to come. You know, young people, a lot of times have to wait for the next age bracket to grow older, to become a teen, to become an adult. You know, we long for the 40s and on it goes. You know, a single woman, you know, a lot of times we long and we yearn for that Prince Charming, you know, to come our way. You know, a farmer has to wait a long time sometimes for the harvest to come. And at times he also has to wait for the rains to come. I know students long for the graduation date when they'll just be able to end the studying and just many nights of sitting up and having to study for tests and exams, you know, and all that. You know, at times too, you know, we have to wait for a while for that lab test result to tell us, you know, the state of our health. And at times, you know, we do have to wait, you know, for pain or suffering in our own lives or in those that we love, you know, in their lives, you know, for that pain and suffering to end. And, you know, if you're like me, we just can't wait for Christmas. I love Christmas, and at times it just takes too long to come, you know, to come again. What are you waiting for at the moment? I know that each one of us at specific times of our lives, you know, we are constantly waiting for something. Let's go to God in prayer and then we'll get into the message. Our Father in heaven, we truly come before you to thank you just for the privilege of knowing you. And thank you for the family of believers that extends across oceans, that extend across just color, across race. And truly, Father, we thank you that through the blood of your son, Jesus, you've united us as your daughters. And we thank you that this evening we can be able to sit at your feet and get to learn what you want us to learn about waiting. Thank you, Lord, that you always have the best interest at heart for us. And we thank you for that. Father, teach us to trust you deeply. And that even as we wait, we won't waste that time, but that truly we can be transformed into the women that you want us to be. Father, I pray that the technology will work. I pray so much that you will remove me from the picture and that, Lord, it can be about you so that we can be able to hear from your very voice. Father, we truly love you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. You know, my first point is how to wait. You know, in the above passage, David very well understood, you know, just the emotions and the feelings that come with waiting. You know, for me, the past several months have been such a time where God has been teaching me, you know, just how to wait on him, because I've been through the ups and downs of waiting. You know, at times we feel great about waiting, you know, especially if it's not going to take that long, or if we're assured of how long we're waiting for something. But at times it can just seem dreary and just very long in coming, you know, whatever it is that we are waiting for. You know, last year, you know, late last year, actually in October, my mom was diagnosed, you know, with just a number of, you know, just growing conditions. You know, she came from having, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, asthma, arthritis, to being in hospital for, you know, just over 6 months. And 3 of those months, she was actually in ICU unit. And it was a long, long time. She was in a lot of pain. And by the time that, you know, God took her, you know, she had over 8 different conditions that she was battling at the time. You know, for me, I waited. I waited in prayer. I begged God just to heal her. I had hope. I had faith. And at times I felt like I was waiting forever. And then a lot of times I'd hear news that, you know, she's gone back to hospital. You know, at times I cried out to God just to take her home. You know, she was a disciple. And I just longed for God to just help her rest, because the pain just seemed beyond, you know, comprehension. And it was even harder for me because then I was far. And so I was waiting on something that I couldn't be able to monitor or even see. You know, recently, you know, as you all know, you know, we've been waiting for the work permits, you know, for us to be able to come over. And it, again, it's been just, you know, an up and down. You know, some days I feel very faithful. Other days, you know, I fret, I worry. Other days I feel tired of waiting. You know, and you know, God has taught me a lot. You know, God has shown me just how spoiled I can be. God has shown me how impatient I can be with him. He has shown me how entitled, you know, I can get as his child, where I feel like, you know, I've done everything. You know, I know I have tried, you know, just to just walk through, you know, just to improve on my righteous acts, you know, to pray more, to fast, you know, to check out my heart and to see, is there any sin that maybe is holding God back from, you know, opening this door. And in all that, I know that God has just simply said, wait on me. Trust me, my child. I know exactly, you know, what I'm doing. And, you know, all in all, you know, there's been things that God has been wanting to teach me. You know, a dear friend of mine, you know, often says that God doesn't work magic. You know, he works through transformation. And I know that, you know, it takes time. It takes time. Some of the things that God is wanting to work on in us, you know, will take time. And it doesn't just happen, you know, instantly. I know many times I want the magic. You know, I want God. I know he can do magic. So there are times when I feel like, come on, God, you know, just do this now, do this today. Why not? You can do it. You know, but God is a lot of times asking me and asking you to just wait. So what's your waiting story? I know that as women, you know, we all have, you know, many waiting stories. I just want to go through some passages just that talk about David's heart when it comes to waiting. And, you know, David had to wait for a lot of things. I know for one, he had to wait for his kingship. God had chosen him as king, but he still had to wait for many, many years before he could actually sit on the throne of Israel. And so in Psalm 27 verse 14, the Bible says, wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Psalm 37 verse 7, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Psalm 40 verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my prayer. Psalm 62 verse 1 and verse 5, I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. And all these are taken from the NLT version. You know, there are many ways to wait. You know, like anxiously waiting, or worried kind of waiting, or I just can't wait kind of waiting. And, you know, there's a saying that says that, you know, warring is like sitting on a rocking chair. And so you're sitting there waiting to get somewhere, but you're literally just not moving at all. You know, a lot of us as women do the warring kind of waiting. At times we are honest. Other times we call it, I'm just being concerned about the situation. You know, the above passages teach us on how to wait on God. You know, David talks about waiting quietly, patiently, all that I am, everything basically in me, you know, must wait on the Lord. He talks about being still in the Lord. You know, some of us, I know at times I can be that way. I can look okay on the outside. I can look patient and quiet and still. But on the inside, there's a volcano going on. You know, for most of us, we actually do want to take charge of the situation and see how we can, you know, help God a little bit with whatever we're waiting for. You know, and if we fail, then we call on others, you know, to help us. You know, we go by James 2:26, that faith without deeds is dead. And so we feel that we must do something. You know, we look inside, then we look outward, instead of actually looking upward to God. You know, there are times when God just wants us to actually do nothing but wait on Him on a particular situation. And, you know, some of us, you know, instead of waiting, we run. You know, we literally run away. We can run away emotionally, or we can even run away physically from whatever situation we are going through, because we just can't hold on to the, or just bear the discomfort of waiting. You know, God wants quiet kind of waiting, because He knows that that's where He gets our attention. You know, this can only be attained by prayer. And you know, Satan knows very well that prayer is able to take you to that place where you're quiet and where you're still. And so when you're waiting for something and you're worried for something, this is actually the very thing that Satan wants to take away from you. He wants you not to cry out to God in prayer. He wants to make you feel tired. I know there are times I felt like, you know what, I have said everything I have to say about this situation. I don't have any other words or any other way, you know, of how to pray about this particular situation. But, you know, we can actually just go to God and just sit quietly before Him and not even so much worry about the situation we're thinking about, but just, you know, just truly quietly sit and let God do His thing. We must go give Him all of our heart as we wait for Him. You know, one of the things that has helped me, you know, as I've been waiting, is to keep a thank you journal, is to be able to just on a daily basis look for something that God is doing in my life. And that has helped my waiting not to be so intense or so painful or so scary. But where if I can just see what God is doing and continue to see what He's doing, then I'm able to wait more patiently. I'm able to become calm, because then I know that my God is constantly working for my good. My second point is, why wait? Why does God want us to wait? You know, in life, it's hard to learn anything unless we come to a complete halt. And, you know, when we desire things, you know, there are certain things that we really want in our lives. And, you know, when we want those things so badly, I think God sort of knows that then He's gotten our attention and He wants to keep us there so that then He can speak to us and so that we can be able to listen in ways that we probably might never be able to listen any other way if things are working out fast in our lives. And, you know, in both my situations, there is absolutely nothing that I could have done or can do to change both these situations. There's nothing I could have done to heal my mom or to keep her alive. I wish I could have. There are times when I've had to deal with my regrets, you know, of, you know, I wish I did this. I wish I was there. I wish we tried her on this medication, or I wish we took her to this country for medication. You know, so, but that just shows that I'm trying to go back and see, okay, how could I have waited differently? But at the end of the day, you know, there's nothing I could have done to keep my mom alive. You know, there's nothing right now that, you know, my family or all of you that love us and want us there can actually do about the situation with the visas. God just wants us to wait on him. But you know, there is actually something that we can do. You know, I know for me, I know that I can trust God. I can trust him in a deeper sense. I can actually tell him, I trust that you love me. I trust that you're not doing this to harm me. I trust that you're working for my good. I can work on my trust in a way that it grows, because trust is not something that we can say we've fully grasped. As I've been a disciple for many years, I see that this is an area of my life that I must constantly watch on. This is an area I must constantly grow in, just to learn how to trust God more and more. And again, this is the very thing that Satan wants to destroy, is my trust in God, because then he knows that he has me if I don't trust in my God. You know, Isaiah 64 verse 4 says, "For since the world began, no ear has heard, no eye has seen a God like you, who works for those who wait for him." I just love this passage. You know, the Bible says that, you know, no world, you know, since actually the world began, there has never been seen a God that works for those that wait for him. So this gives me a lot of hope. This just helps me in knowing that there's a God who's actually working for me and on my behalf when I wait on him the way that he wants me to wait on him. So quietly and patiently waiting on God is where all the situations that we are in will be able to get us to that perfect place of peace. You know, that as we face different situations, different challenges, if we can just realize that God is wanting to use these situations to actually get us to that place of perfect peace, that place of peace that transcends all understanding, where you can actually pinch yourself and ask yourself, is this me? Is this actually me? Am I the one responding this way? And yet, it's actually possible to get to that point. You know, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings goes to work for those that wait on him. Therefore, as you wait, you can hold on to that, to the attitude of, I just can't wait to see what my God is going to do in my life as I patiently wait for him. You know, 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 18 is one of my favorite passages. And it says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, and what is unseen is eternal." You know, our waiting is never in vain, sisters. Though it may feel like, you know, it's taking forever, you know, and especially when we focus on our wants instead of, you know, our needs, because as we want something, we can focus so much on it. And a lot of times, actually most of the times, our wants are temporary. They're just the things of this world. But there is that is eternal, that God is actually wanting us to focus more on. And as God makes us wait, then that's actually what he's working on. And so for me, I see that it takes my faith. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And so when we're in that moment of waiting, where we can't actually see what we are waiting for and what we are longing for, then I believe that God is in a very deep way working and deepening our faith in a way that our faith can never grow unless we were going through certain situations in our lives. And so we must trust that what is going on right now is actually achieving for us something that is of greater value than, I think, our greatest earthly desires. It actually doesn't matter what we can achieve in this life. There is nothing that can compare to the glory that will be revealed when Jesus comes back for us and when we are able to finally see the face of God in heaven. But you know, it takes discipline to keep our focus on what's eternal and instead of what's temporal. You know, because what's temporal is what we can see with our eyes. We can touch it. We can feel it. But what's eternal, we actually can't see it. And so it takes disciplining our minds. It takes disciplining our hearts and making sure that we're staying connected to God so that then we can continue in that path that is chosen for us. You know, sisters, God does come through for us. You know, he does hear those cries. He does answer our prayers. So our prayers, our waits are never in vain. You know, I know as I look back in my life, I see many ways that God has come through for me. And yes, some of the waiting was long, and I wondered if anything would ever come through. But, you know, God has always come through. I remember just becoming a disciple, and one of my greatest desires was wanting my family to get to know God and for them to become disciples. And, you know, my sister, you know, was the first one to get baptized after me, and then my two brothers. And then several years down the line, you know, my mom became a disciple. And, you know, we always prayed for my dad. You know, he came to church. He actually used to say that, you know, this is my church. And we prayed. We got brothers in there. They started studying the Bible with him. But, you know, he reached a place and he just got stuck. He got stuck because, you know, there was just that one thing that he would not give up. And it took years and years and years and years of just waiting. And I know there were many times I felt like, you know, maybe this just may never happen. But there were times I know my faith was strong, and I just prayed, and I told God, I know that you're the God of impossible. So I'm going to put this to you as an impossible prayer. And so several years ago, about 5 years ago, this was about 20 years of me being a disciple. You know, my dad decided that he actually wanted to continue studying the Bible, and he finally made a decision to get baptized. And it was just one of the most amazing times. I know I wasn't there to witness the baptism because we were already here in Zambia. But, you know, God, you know, just came through in an amazing way. And I truly just, I praise him and I thank him. And I know at some point as well, you know, one of my sisters, you know, my sister who had become a disciple, you know, just ended up, you know, leaving church, and she didn't want to hear anything about church. And again, it was another weight of crying out in tears and praying. And, you know, finally she decided to come back to God, and she's doing fantastic. She loves God with all of her heart. And so I see that, you know, as we wait on God, you know, there are many, many times that, you know, like the psalmist, like David says, you know, he will turn and he will listen, and he listens to those cries and he will answer. You know, it's not all the times that the answer will be yes. You know, sometimes it will be no. Sometimes it will be wait some more. But our God does come through, and he does encourage us, and he does give us reason to find something every day to thank him for. My third and final point is while we wait. Now, have you noticed how time drags on and on and on, you know, when you have nothing to do, you know, when you're just idle? And have you noticed too how time just flies by when you're busy, when you're doing a number of things? You know, waiting can seem like forever when you're just sitting and doing nothing. But you know, our God, you know, has given us so much to do as his children, even as he makes us wait. And in 1 Corinthians 1, 7 to 9, it says, "Now you have every spiritual gift you need as you eagerly wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be free from all blame on the day when our Lord Jesus returns. God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he says. And he has invited you into his partnership with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." I love this. You know, as we've waited for the visas, one of the things that has really helped us, you know, here in Lusaka, is to just stay busy doing the work of the Lord. And you know, sisters, you'll all agree with me that the work of the Lord is always in plenty. You know, there's always so many souls to save. There's still many who are hurting and feeling discouraged. There's still so much pain and heartache in this world. There are so many people that need our love and our prayers. So God always gives us something to do. And the above scripture says that God has given us every spiritual gift that we need to meet all the needs around us, even as we wait. And so I just want to ask you, how have you been waiting? As you wait for whatever it is you're waiting for, are you busy? Are you busy in the work of the Lord? There is something that you can do that actually can make your wait not look so long and dreary, that actually can help your waiting be fun and exciting, and time can actually just fly by. It's actually amazing to me that, you know, we were in Atlanta. We came to see you all just, you know, I think it was in May, at the beginning of May, and time has just flown by. The year is almost over. And so if we focus on God, if we focus on what God wants us to keep doing while we wait, then the waiting doesn't seem so incredibly tough and difficult. You know, at the same time, you know, God promises in this passage to actually help us while we wait. And God says that, you know what, He is faithful. Our God is faithful. He doesn't want to see us suffer or hurt. So He comes in and He helps us. He shows us exactly, you know, what we need to do as we're waiting on Him. In conclusion, you know, if we sit and do nothing as we wait, then it will actually become very tough and challenging. And oftentimes, we can end up doing things that we'll end up regretting. You know, we can also just decide, you know, to have fun as we wait on the Lord. And it can actually be an amazing time. And so, how are you using the spiritual gifts that God has given you as you wait on Him? You know, using them, you know, will help you focus on the eternal instead of what's temporal. It will lighten your burden as you wait on the Lord. You know, maybe God is asking you today, what are you really waiting for? I want to encourage you. You know, our family actually live near the American embassy. And oftentimes as I drive up home, you know, if the wind is blowing, then there's this majestic American flag just blowing and just looking so majestic. And one of the things that really helps me is to look at that flag and to look beyond and to tell God, you know what? Heaven is actually where I truly want me and my whole family to go and many other people that love you. Now, I do want to come. I know that my family does want to come. But what helps me is to actually focus on my greater goal, that goal that nothing and no one can actually ever take away. That goal that will give me something each day worth living for and that will make my life amazing and exciting. You know, maybe you're asking God today, maybe God is asking you today, what are you really waiting for? Are you waiting the way that He wants you to wait? Are you waiting the way God wants you to wait? And you know, we have absolutely nothing to lose if we choose to wait on our God. If we wait God's way, we're going to gain a lot. At the same time, so much is at stake if we don't wait God's way. Tonight, we have a choice. You know, we can either wait God's way, or we can get impatient. You know, we can throw our tantrums, and we can just give up waiting on God, and we'll end up being the ones losing. But as we patiently wait, you know, He is working out, you know, so much more than we ever know. And only time will be able to reveal all that God had been working out, you know, for us. You know, as time goes by, I know I still haven't been able to see all that God was working out. Now, I know that my mom, you know, is in heaven, you know, with the Lord. She's having a wonderful time. You know, I know that there are days when, I mean, it's just hard. I just feel like I really, really miss her. But I know that, you know, with time, you know, God will make it clear exactly what He was doing. And I know that as we wait for the visas to work out, I know there's many, many, many things that God is working out on us and those in our lives here, you know, this side of the world. And as well, you know, there's many things that God is working out in all of your lives. And I know that I just can't wait to be able to see and as God reveals, you know, what He's doing in our lives. I love you very much. Please do pass, you know, our love and our big hugs to all of your family, and that we truly, truly love you, and we can't wait for the time that we'll get to be together with each other. Bye.